I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The Sami are descendants of a group of nomadic peoples who at one point had inhabited what is today parts of northern Sweden, Norway, Finland, and the Kola Peninsula of Russia, having done so for thousands of years, in time coexisting with their neighbors for many centuries, particularly over the second half of the 20th century. Yoking, a form of traditional chanting, is by measurement comparable to that of some First Nation Native American cultures. The spiritual practices of the Sami people include a dedication to animism, polytheism, and what some label as shamanism, though with varying elements between the cultural regions inhabited by the Sami. Such practices shape their worship of animal spirits, by and large the reindeer and the bear, the spirit who watches over nature, and the world tree, also found in Finnish mythology. The Sami generally use chanting to express their homage to roughly 20 gods, gods of fertility, the sun, mother of human beings, god of thunder, the dead, gods of evil, sickness, death, and more. In all, through yolking, a way of singing the folk music of the Sami, whose tradition is said to be one of the longest living music traditions in Europe. The engagement of yoking is conveyed through multiple Sami Uralic languages, and we've learned that Sami merchants who traded with the Vikings and travelers from Northern Europe liberated hundreds of loanwords with Scandinavian, German, and Finnish origin. The sound of a yoke is, in a general way, consistent with the traditional chanting of some First Nation Native American cultures. And once the imprint of Christianity began to reshape Sami culture, yoking, in time, was condemned as sinful. The oldest Sami musical customs come from their deep and long-established shamanic faith, led by shamans, or Noade, who employed music and chanting as key to their spiritual service with the use of not only chanting, but drums and dance to reach a state of altered consciousness that invites the spirit to depart their bodies. The common use of yolking has historically been channeled a cappella and accompanied by a drum and or flute. Today, modern musical standards, utilizing Western instruments, help keep the tradition alive, a tradition that remains not only important, but inspirational to Sami culture. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.